In the NBA, one day after meeting with potential buyer Steve Ballmer, Donald Sterling filed a billion-dollar lawsuit against his wife, the league, and Commissioner Silver, accusing them of trying to defraud him. Now, Dick Parsons, the interim CEO of the Clippers, testified that Doc Rivers may step down if Donald Sterling remains the owner. In addition, he says players and top sponsors are concerned that Stern is still the owner. Meanwhile, Chicago Bulls are now in the game for Kevin Love again.
Virginia.
After missing out on Melo, Cleveland is still the front runner. In fact, they acquired three non-guaranteed contracts yesterday. Of course, that will help him with the trade. And they are expected to send number one pick from last year, Wiggins, and a future number one pick to Minnesota for the services of Kevin Love. We'll see what happens. LeBron James had a local bakery deliver one dozen cupcakes to each of his Ohio neighbors, along with a card apologizing for all the chaos over the past few weeks. Now, back to the Clippers. Matt Barnes, his aunt, was stabbed to death. Police are now searching for her husband. Justin Bieber trying to clean up his image pic posted on Instagram having brunch with KD,
MVP.
May not work. MTO is reporting that KD's ex-fiance said that the engagement fell apart after KD signed with Jay-Z and stopped being a Christian.
B-U-R-G.
Wow. North Turner believes Minnesota got a steal with Bridgewater, says he's a top 10 pick.
Yes.
Adrian Peterson marrying one of his six baby mamas, and it may be too late to stop it, but Roy Jones Jr. is fighting again. I'm Super Ken with the sports straight from the street.
It is January 1st, 1989.